Jehagbad Ra.
Our dear Father, we are grateful to you again for making us to see this day, the beginning of another week. We thank you very much for how you graciously protected and blessed us last week, both spiritually and physically. Thank you for being with students, workers, and business people, and your protection upon travelers. We are grateful unto you for your spiritual blessings in the services and in our private studies. We bless your holy name. Righteous Father, we want to thank you, O God, for the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. Thank you also for the worship service. Thank you for the testimony of your children. Thank you for special numbers. We are grateful unto you for all you have done for us this morning when we enter your house. As we look further for more blessings today, we pray that you will condition our soul, our spirit, and our bodies to be able to receive bountifully from you.
Amen.
Remember the guardians of the saints around the globe. We pray your grace and your mercy will rest upon your servants.
Amen.
And your children also. Lord, inspire the speakers and inspire the hearers.
Amen.
And give the grace to both of us, Lord, to be the doer of your word.
Amen.
We want to ask for the healing of the sick and the afflicted. We ask for deliverance for the oppressed. We pray that you take the sins to higher heights.
Amen.
We will remember those who are maybe in hospitals among your children. We ask that the pillar of fire will stand by them.
Amen.
And neutralize every works of the enemy.
Amen.
And give them, Lord, more time to serve you and serve your people.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Help me, help my brother that interprets.
Amen.
Help all of us this morning.
Amen.
That at the end of the service, our hearts will be full of joy.
Amen.
And our mouths will be full of testimonies.
Amen.
Thank you, righteous Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
God bless you richly.
Que lo apoco for you.
I say sorry about Elisha, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. Oh, I walk in the field, the little boy died, all the woman's faith never failed, even in death she testifies that all is well, all is well. With the faith of him.
are grateful unto you for the message you have given unto us. We thank you for your peace that we are enjoying. If there be anyone here who has got the eternal peace and desire it, which money does not give, which children does not give, which houses and lands does not give, Lord, but it's just the circumcision of your spirit. While we are in your presence this morning, we pray you will pass the way of such.
Amen.
And circumcise their hearts.
Amen.
Grant it, dear Father.
Amen.
Move your saints further, Lord.
Amen.
Send your blessings from above.
Amen.
At the end of the service, Lord, may all of us together have the same testimony that it is good for us to be in your presence.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Father.
Sure, Baba.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
So rise up on our feet.
We
open our scriptures to Matthew chapter 17. Read the first 5 verses. Matthew 17.
Matthew
1-5. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into an high mountain apart.
Lẹ́yìn ijọ́ mẹ́fà, Jésù mú Pétérù àti Jákọ́bù àti Jòhánù arákùnrin rẹ̀, ó sì mú wọn wá sórí òkè gíga ilé apá kan.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Ara rẹ̀ sì yí padà níwájú wọn, ojú rẹ̀ sì ràn bí oòrùn, aṣọ rẹ̀ sì fún, ó dàbí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Siwo Mose ati Elijah yo si won, won ba soro.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Peter si dahun, o si wi fun Jesu pe Oluwa, o dara fun wa lati ma gbe wa o ti o Elijah.
This is my beloved son in whom I well pleased, hear ye him.
Bi o si tin wi lowo wo awo somo didan si jibo won si wo ohun kan lati inu awo somo wa ti o wi pe eyi yi le ayanfe omo mi ni ninu eni ti inu mi dun si gidigidi e ma gbo ti re.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Efeso ri kini.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Jesu Christi, nipa ife Olorun si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christi Jesu.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ore ofe si yin ati alafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Christi Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubuko ni Olorun ati baba Jesu Christi Oluwa wa, eni ti o ti fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orun bukun wa ninu Christi.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Ani gege bi o ti yan wa ninu re saju ipile se aye ki awa ki o le je mimo ati alai labuku ni waju re ninu ife.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Eni ti o ti yan wa tele si isodomo nipa Jesu Christi fun ara re gege bi idunu ife re.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved.
Fun eyin ogore ofe re eyi ti o daluwa ninu anyanfe ni.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Ti Oluwa fi ibukun si kika ati gbogbo oro re ni o mo Jesu.
Let's have our seat.
E je ka joko ki Oluwa bukun fun yin o.
While you are on your seat,
nigbati e wa lori ijoko yin,
just on to Romans chapter 8.
E ka si bi o le si Rome ori ikejo,
verse 18 and 19 there.
Aw ka ese kejidilogun ati ikokandilogun re.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Nítorí mo ṣírò rẹ̀ pé ìyà ìgbà ìsinsìnyí kò yẹ láti fi ṣe àkàwé ògo tí a ó fi hàn nínú wa.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Nítorí ìfojúsọ́nà ti ẹ̀dá ń dúró de ìfihàn àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Amen.
Amen.
We've been with this message for quite some weeks, and we are looking very closely to taking Job off the hardship.
Wayi ati wa lori akori yi fun opolopo ose asi ti foju sona lati mu gbogbo wa si opin lori akori yi.
Spiritual adoption.
Akori na ni isodomo ti emi.
Briefly.
Ni shoki.
We started by talking about physical adoption.
Abẹ̀rẹ̀ nípa sísọ nípa ti ìsọdọmọ ti ara.
As the prophet spoke about it.
Kí bí wòlíì ṣe sọ nípa rẹ̀.
And then we also saw the example from the prophet himself.
A rí àpẹẹrẹ láti ara ẹbí wòlíì fúnra rẹ̀.
How he dedicated his nephew.
Bó ṣe ya ọmọ àbúrò rẹ̀ kan sí mímọ́.
Who was adopted.
Ìtó jẹ́ pé wọ́n gba ọmọ náà tọ́ ni.
And then we enter into our subject
by
talking about what is adoption, which Brother Paul speaking in Galatians 4 made reference to the old time.
Nígbàtí arákùnrin Paul ń sọ̀rọ̀ nínú Ephesians 4, ó sọ nípa ti májẹ̀mú láíláí.
When children are given to tutors to raise.
Nígbà tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n ó fi fún àwọn ọmọ fún olùkọ́ nìkan láti tọ́ wọn dàgbà.
And after they go to a stage like what we call graduation today.
Lẹ́yìn tí wọ́n bá ti kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tí wọ́n gboyè tá à ń pè ní ìkẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè lónìí tá lè fi wé.
It is called adoption ceremony that time.
Àwọn máa ń ṣe ní ayẹyẹ tí wọ́n sọ pé a sọmọ yìí o bàbá rẹ̀ ó sọ́dọmọ.
Is to put the child in a place of authority just like the father.
O je igbese lati le fi omo na si ipo ase ti o wa se regi regi pelu baba re.
The training is to reflect the father and the son.
Gbogbo afojuso eko na o ni lati le je ko mo yi je ojiji ati irisi baba re.
Learn wisdom like the father.
Ko ni ogbon bi baba re.
Learn obedience.
Ó kọ́ ìgbọràn.
Humility.
Ìwà pẹ̀lẹ́.
How to take instruction and carry it out to the letter.
Bí ó ṣe gba ìtọ́ni tí ó sì ń ṣe é.
Endure temptations.
Láti lè fi ara da ìdánwò.
And at the end of it.
Lẹ́yìn gbogbo ìkọ́ni.
The child is adopted.
A wá gba ọmọ náà a sọ́dọmọ.
And is given the authority.
A wá fún ní àṣẹ.
And the prophet said, in today's times.
Wòlíì ní tabá ní ẹ̀dá ti ọjọ́ òní.
The signature of that child, that boy,
ibuwọlu iru ọmọ bẹẹ,
is as good as that of the father on a check.
Yóò ṣe iṣẹ́ agbára tí ibuwọlu bàbá ọmọ náà yóò ṣe lórí ìwé sọ̀wọ́dowó kan.
And Jesus Christ,
Jesu Kristi Olúwa,
the Almighty God in flesh,
èyí tó jẹ́ Ọlọ́run Elédùmarè nínú ẹran ara,
he came in the most humble way.
Ó wá ní ọ̀nà tó rẹlẹ̀ jùlọ téèyàn lè wá.
Came through a very poor family.
Ó wá láti inú ẹbí kan tí ó tó dé ẹbí tó tòṣì.
And he was born at a very odd place where animals are born.
A sì bí níbi tá a ti ń bí àwọn ewúrẹ́.
And we know through the scriptures.
A mọ̀ láti ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì.
His childhood life.
Bó ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìgbé ayé rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ kékeré.
At the age of 12,
lọmọ ọdún méjìlá,
it was about the father's business.
Ó gbájúmọ́ iṣẹ́ bàbá rẹ̀.
And as he grew up,
ó sì ṣe ń dàgbà.
The Bible says he grew in wisdom.
Bíbélì ló ń dàgbà nínú ọgbọ́n.
Not just the physical being growing.
Kì í kàn ṣe pé ẹ̀dá ènìyàn kan tó ń dàgbà.
But he grew in wisdom.
Bọ́n ó dàgbà nínú ọgbọ́n àti òye.
Then finally,
lẹ́yìn
ọ̀rẹ́ add scriptures.
A rí àwọn ìwé mímọ́.
Okay, let's come to Matthew 3 when he was baptized. And the voice that spoke that day, when the heaven was opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and entered into him, and the voice spoke, and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in." The prophet said that is the correct interpretation from the original Greek. The way they put it in King James Version here, saying, "You are well pleased." But the prophet said, the original Greek, from where it was translated to English, he said, "In whom I am pleased to dwell in." So when the Almighty God, Eternal Spirit, came and entered into him, that was God on earth. And that was why you never heard him say once, "Thus hear the Lord." Because he was the Lord. He would rather say that you have heard him of old time saying. He was referring to all the prophets. "You have heard them say this. Say, but I say unto you, this is this now." And the day they accuse him of healing on Sabbath, he said, "The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is the one that created Sabbath. He is the one that gave Sabbath." So he that gave the Sabbath, he know what is good to be done on Sabbath, and what is sinful on Sabbath, he knows. He told them, "I have not come to break the law, but I come to fulfill it." He was God on earth. If you want to know how many percentage of God was inside of him, the Bible did not keep quiet on it. The Bible makes us to know that inside of him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I didn't stay much in school, but a few years I spent, I still understand that when you say fullness, you are talking about 100%. And when you remove 100% out of anything, mathematicians, what figure do you get? Zero. So Jesus Christ that we call every day is the Almighty God. You say, "What are you saying? What about God the Father, who was the pillar of fire?" That pillar of fire you see, so that was what God was speaking to the children of Israel. A day came, and Moses, he said that, "I'm tired of this one I'm leading. Who told me your, so that the one that gave birth to all these ones?" "For now, you cannot see my face, because it was not yet time for his face to be seen." He said, "But well, I can do something. I can show you my back parts." And he said, "When I pass by, I will cover your face. Then as I pass,
lẹ́yìn tí mo bá kọjá tán,
I will remove the covering.
Ó ṣí ibùdó
náà so that you can look at my back.
Kó bá lè rí ipa ẹ̀yìn mi.
And when Moses saw his back,
nígbà tí Mose rí ipa ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀,
it was like the back of a man.
Ó jẹ́ ẹ̀yìn ènìyàn ọkùnrin.
It was Jesus Christ.
Ó jẹ́ Jésù Kristì.
That showed himself to Moses.
Ló fi ara rẹ̀ han Mose.
That I am the one.
Pé èmi ni ẹni náà.
That is inside the pillar of fire.
Nígbà nínú ọ̀wọ́ iná.
Talking all this while.
Tó ń bá ọ sọ̀rọ̀ ní gbogbo ìgbà yìí o.
You see, I no gree.
Tó bá rí.
You say I no gree.
Síbẹ̀ o ní mi ò eléyìí ò tẹ̀mí lọ́rùn.
Okay, then let us go to the New Testament.
Jẹ́ ká tẹ̀síwájú sí Májẹ̀mú tuntun.
Where the Bible actually told us.
Ibi tí Bíbélì ti sọ fún wa.
The name of the pillar of fire.
Orúkọ tí ọ̀wọ́ náà yìí jẹ́ o.
Maybe that will help you.
Bóyá eléyìí ó ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
This same pillar of fire.
Ọ̀wọ́ iná kan náà yìí.
Came down.
Ó sọ̀kalẹ̀.
In Acts chapter 8.
Ní ìṣe ẹ̀mí mọ́nú àwọn àpóso ní orí ìkẹjọ.
When Saul of Tarsus.
Nígbà tí Saul ara Tarsus.
Was on his way to Damascus.
Tó wà lójú ọ̀nà rẹ̀ lọ sí Damascus.
When he was persecuting the people.
Tó ń ṣe inú ni bí ni sí
ìjọ. Not understanding the message of the hour.
Torí pé kò lóye iṣẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run fún wákàtí náà.
He said it does not look like our denomination.
Kò dàbí ẹ̀kọ́ ilé ìjọsìn wa, kò dàbí ohun tí wọ́n ń kọ́ wa
tàbí gbọ́. Therefore,
nítorí náà,
we must stop that revival.
A gbúdọ̀ dá ìsọjí ìdúró.
On his way,
lójú ọ̀nà rẹ̀,
something happened to him.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan ṣẹ̀.
The same pillar of fire.
Ọwọ́ iná kan náà.
That was showing himself.
Tó ń fi ra rẹ̀ hàn.
In the Old Testament.
Ní Májẹ̀mú láéláé.
Came down.
Ó sọ̀kalẹ̀.
On a bright day.
Ní ọ̀sán gangan.
Around midday.
Bí aago méjìlá aago kan òjò.
When the sun come in his full strength.
Ní àkókò tí oòrùn ràn sàn.
But Saul said.
Mo Saul wípé.
He said, the one I saw, this pillar of fire, he said, is still brighter than the sun. This physical sun, he used to blind people, not to talk of any light that will still be brighter than the sun. When he was defending himself before King Agrippa, he said, at midday, I saw above him this light that was brighter than the sun and spoke to me.
Saul,
Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul was, according to the scripture, a Bible student that learned under
Gamaliel
about the best on in his day. And when he learned there, he knew that the pillar of fire could only be addressed as Lord. So him seeing the same pillar of fire before him now, telling him that he is persecuting him, and he looked at his life, that me, I never persecuted God before. Then he said, Lord, who are you that I persecute? Okay, Acts 9. I mean to say.
Then
he said, I am Jesus. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, the pillar of fire said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. From that day, the understanding of Saul changed. The revelation of Saul changed. And his preaching changed. From that day, he knew that Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. So he now started preaching, there is one God, there is one faith, and there is one baptism. From that day, He knew the correctness of water baptism. That before somebody's sins can be remitted, he's going to repent and then be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he met people who are baptized otherwise, though they could display some spirituality around gifts and the rest of it, but he knew that there is something lacking. He asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That is from the preacher to the laity. He was talking to both the preacher and the laity. And then they said, we have not had anything about this one you are talking about, or this Holy Ghost you are talking about again. Which one be Holy Ghost again? Which one be Holy Ghost again? Is it more than somebody go to church and pay his dues and go back home? Which one be Holy Ghost again? Then he went back again to foundation. Say, how really then were you baptized? Because he know that you cannot have the correct water baptism except you understand Godhead. He said, it's John that baptized Jesus Christ that baptized us. John that introduced Jesus Christ to the world. Say, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. He's the one that baptized us personally himself. Is he the one that baptized Jesus Christ? He said,
Paul, we pay
that time the water baptism was to be able to make people to believe on the one that God is sending. He said, but the person have come, God in flesh, and he has brought the true gospel, and from that time he has given the commission that water baptism should henceforth be done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, which these three are offices of the same person. When he preached to them that day, and they understood it, that day they went for water baptism. That day they received the Holy Ghost because they believed with all their hearts. And then from henceforth, their preaching will change, their life will change, everything about them will change. We have churches everywhere today that goes to church. The preacher preaches. I listened to somebody yesterday, some small, small clip. He's a denominational man. He said so many things that were fine, but definitely he also said things that were off the scripture. There is no how somebody that is outside the message we preach, you will not know that this one, this one, have not come to the truth. I saw him fumbling into scriptures he knows nothing about. He said fine things. Well, that is good for the foolish virgins, but not for the wise virgins. There are 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The 10 of them, they are virgins. Virgins means an untouched lady. That is clean. And And it was Jesus Christ that gave that parable.
Jesus Christ lo so owe yi.
And he told us why the five was wise.
O si so idi ti marun fi je ologbon.
He said because they took oil in their lamp.
O to pe won mu ororo sinu.
And this oil is the Holy Spirit.
Ororo yi o si tumo si emi mimo.
Then you will say.
O wa so wi pe.
Every church has Holy Spirit now.
Gbogbo ijo lo ni emi mimo.
Okay o.
O da.
The church that has Holy Spirit, a man that has Holy Spirit, we stay with this word, every letter of it, we follow it. Not cut some off. There is no woman that we today truly have the Holy Spirit that will go and jump on the pulpit preaching. There is no woman that we truly have the Holy Spirit today that will cut her hair. There is no woman that will truly have the Holy Spirit today that will wear trousers. Because all these are contrary to God's word. And there is no man that will have the Holy Spirit today that will ordain a woman to be a preacher. Such a man will never ordain a woman to be a deaconess. Because such a word is alien to the scriptures. You say my Yoruba Bible put it is the interpretation that put it like that. Go and check the English version. God does not contradict himself. The Bible said that women are to learn in silence. Not that we relegate them. Not that we don't respect them. Not that we don't honor them. They have their place of honor. And you can only be honorable when you stay in the position that God put you. A step out of that position God put you makes you dishonorable. There is no man today that will truly have the Holy Spirit that will be fully with women. It is not possible. It's not possible. Identification of somebody with the Holy Spirit is not ability to speak in tongues. If we put that one there, witches are also filled with the Holy Ghost. There are some babalawos that also speak in tongues. Some of these people that go to churches today, some of them tie things around their waist before they wear clothes and then they go to church. God bless you.
Amen.
The interpreter said he has seen it before. I wanted to say that me, I'm talking from first hand experience. May God have mercy upon our souls. I'm just giving, I see some of you, your eyes are dimming like a light that is, the bulb is about to die. Well, may the Lord be your help. Whatever you have come to church to do, you go ahead. Very soon, this service will close. I want you to know one thing. Whatever happened in this service is in God's record. And the things that is said here,
I want to ask you, son, you know,
whether you listen,
boy, you 30,
whether you don't listen,
about 30,
is recorded against you.
At the call, sorry, you call,
yes, that you have to answer. That you have been given the opportunity to hear it. It is your decision that you don't want to hear. But you will be asked why. That thing always baffled me.
Nkan yi ma ya mi lenu gba koko.
During worship service, no sleep.
Ninu akoko orin.
Special number, no sleep.
Tawon yan ba nkorin adako ki sorun.
Somebody give testimony, no sleep.
Enikan jeri awon eyan la ju.
Immediately this book is open.
Bon kete ta ba wa shi bibeli.
That's when sleep comes.
Nigba na lorun o de.
Anywhere, when this book is open, people become uncomfortable. Whether it is in an occasion, ceremony, once anybody come and open this book like this, within 5 minutes, people are no more comfortable. That's when they remember, as opposed to go and wee-wee.
That's an
evil spirit. May the Lord be our help. Because I
have
checked that thing, I look at it left and right. These same people, they go to work. Now, so that they sleep before 10. They go to school. Some lectures are 2 hours. Is that how they sleep on the lecturer? Is that how they sleep in their office? And they have not lost their job? What is it that it is only when this book is open? That alone will make you to know that this is God's program. To rescue people out of hell. But some are determined. And they will jump every barricade to go to hell anyhow. It is your choice. So this Christ, when he was baptized, the voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in." That was the end of the message at the water baptism. Then after about 3 years now, they gather again. Jesus, the three disciples, to the Mount of Transfiguration. Then things change again. The voice spoke.
Oh, no, to sorrow.
There was a difference now to what was said at the water baptism. This is my beloved son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him. From that day on, everything now is transferred to Jesus Christ. The eternal God, who is the eternal spirit, he has committed everything. That is why repentance is in his name. Water baptism is in his name. All prayers and is in his name. You go and try it. If anybody can ever cast out devil in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, you go and try it and come back with the answer. Because he said, in my name they shall cast out devils. You do it any other name, Satan will not move. Abraham practicalized it. When the table was hung in the air by witchcraft, he said, "I command you, table, to go down in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." The table hung there. Until he mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, when that table fell down, the leg break. That is the name that is above all names. That is the name that is given among men. We are all must be saved. You are baptized any other way other than that name, you can't be saved. Your sins cannot remit it, and you cannot receive the Holy Ghost. You may speak in tongues, you may do some emotions, but your life can never change. Yes, sorry.
Ben,
This is the sound gospel.
Hearing
we exercise ourselves. When Brother Paul was brought before the council, he told the king, see, all these accusations, they cannot prove it. If they have proof, let them bring it. You see, but this is where I exercise myself. The things that the prophets have said will come to pass. That's where I exercise myself. I don't create too much. I don't fight with nobody. Whether in the temple, outside the temple. I don't steal people. I don't do all this evil. I'm only exercising myself. And the things that God said will come. When the preaching was gotten to a point, Festus said, you are mad. Much learning. I made you mad. He said, I am not mad, most noble Felix. Oh, I think it's Felix now. Say, I'm not mad, most noble Felix. Agrippa was watching. When he get to some extent, talking about the pillar of fire, talking about his experience, how he called his name, and Agrippa was following, because he knew that when Christ was here, he has the ability to say, your name is Simon, the son of
Jonah.
He has the ability to say to Nathanael, you are an Israelite in whom there is no God. He has the ability to say that what you have said is true, that you don't have an husband because you have had five already, and the one you are having presently now, which is the sixth one, is still not your husband. He knew that when that comes again, a being that could tell Saul his name, he knew that one has to watch it. Then he turned to Agrippa. He said, King Agrippa, you believe the prophet? Well, it was between two opinions whether to say amen or not. He said, I know you believe. You heard this since we are not doing the corner. In this generation, these things were not done in a corner. That God sent a prophet in fulfillment of his promise for the last day. That is going to send Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord to restore the heart, first of all, of the fathers to the children, which is the Orthodox Jew, which was done by John the Baptist through the preaching that he preached that day, and then the second part to restore the hearts of the children to the apostolic fathers. The children that time, in the time of John, they are the fathers now. They are the spiritual fathers now. They are the foundations of the faith. Every generation that come thereafter, look up unto them to know the truth. Because Jesus said, this thing I'm telling you, those that hear you, those that will believe on me through your
word.
When we talk about Matthew 28:19, who was it addressed to? To the 11 disciples. Those are the people it was addressed to. And these 11 disciples, they are the one that told us the interpretation.
that the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oruko Baba Omo ati Emi Mo Oun ni Jesu Kristi Oluwa.
They have what you call seminary school today.
Ani ibi ti won pe ni eko bibeli loni.
Theological school.
Ile ewo ile ikeko esin.
Where drunkards are lecturers.
Ibi to je pe awon omuti ni ake ni oluko ni nibe.
Adulterers are lecturers.
Awon agbere ni oluko ni nibe.
Crooks are lecturers.
Awon olijibiti awon eda to ni iwa ibaje lowo ni.
And they will stay there sometime for 3 years.
O lo awon eyan o si lo sibe ngba mi fun odun meta.
And they come out.
O wa jade.
And they are not able to know what fishermen wrote.
Síbẹ̀ wọn ò lóye ohun tí àwọn apẹja kọ sílẹ̀.
Fishermen that cannot write their name.
Àwọn apẹja tí wọn ò tẹ̀ lé.
The thing they put down.
Ohun tí wọ́n kọ sílẹ̀ fún
wa. People that went to study that happy AD already before they even go and study and collect additional degrees.
Àwọn tó ti kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Doctors of letters. Doctors of this one.
Tí wọ́n lọ kọ́.
They came out.
Síbẹ̀ wọ́n jáde.
Fumbling with people that the things that fishermen wrote.
Wọ́n wá ń gbókìtì lórí àkọọ́lẹ̀ àwọn apẹja lásán.
In the days of Saul of Tarsus.
Sọ́ọ̀lù tá tító sí.
All that he learned.
Gbogbo tó kọ́.
He said, I count them as dung.
Ó ní mo kà wọ́n gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìgbẹ́ òní.
When God met him.
Nígbà tó Ọlọ́run bá pàdé.
Then he didn't go to seminary school again.
Ó lọ sí ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì mọ́.
He went to the desert of Arabia.
Ó lọ sí
and stayed there for 3 years.
Ní Arabia.
With the Holy Ghost that he now received now.
Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí mọ́.
He studied the Old Testament.
Ó kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nípa májẹ̀mú.
And then he was given the revelation.
A sì fún ní ìṣípayé ìtumọ̀ ìfihàn.
Of God's program. That's why he wrote the New Testament. Anybody that argue with him will miss the road. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Now this thing we have been on. Yeah, it makes us to, because we talk about adoption. We talk about God's foreknowledge. We talk about election. Predestination. And which will lead to your new birth. When you are now born again, truly born again, receive a portion of God's Spirit, a change of life. Let me say this again. Galatians 5 is the easiest way for anybody to know the stage he is. Galatians 5 from verse 19 to 21.
Search
the scripture. If you are inside that place, you need the new
bath.
Say the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies.
Adamo.
Envies.
Arankan.
Murders.
Ipanion.
Drunkenness.
Imutipara.
Revelings.
Iredeoru.
And such like.
Atiru wane.
He said, of which I told you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they will do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If that is where you are identified, you need the new bar. Otherwise, even if you come to the Lord's table here and come and eat the bread and you drink the wine, you are only eating damnation to yourself and you are drinking condemnation to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is what Abraham said, millions will eat it that we never see God. But something must happen to you that will shift you from this verses 19 to 21 and shift you to verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. He said, against such there is no law. These are the things that will be manifesting from the heart of somebody that had the Holy Spirit. Every human being on heart has a generator inside of him. It is either the generator you have will be generating verses 19 to 21, or the one you have will be generating verses 22 and 23. Don't deceive yourself. Check yourself and say you be reprobate. Say, Brother Paul, if you are in the faith, some people will manifest evil spirits and they will still come and partake. May the Lord be our help. The reason why we talk in plainness of speech because even we ourselves we know what we went through before we can say that we are Christians, that we have the new birth. We know what we went through. And every mortal has got to meet God face to face. Don't let anybody deceive you. In this place, we don't have Baptist doctrine here. That when you believe, you are a Christian. There are quotes that look like that. I say it look like. But be careful. When you read St. John chapter 5, is it verse 24 now? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. As simple as this verse is, it is true. When you believe, it's not what you say from your mouth. When you believe from your heart, this word of God will be quickened unto you, that it will become naturally your way of living. You won't be at loggerhead with any instruction of God's word. When you are hearing the preaching, as long as it is God's word and it is coming, we talk like this, he talk like this, he talk like this, and you have your own idea
of
a better way. You are not yet a Christian. You are still a make believer or an unbeliever. A believer, every aspect of this world, there is something inside of them that will never repel it, that will never resent it, that will accept it and live by it. We are not responsible for other congregations. We are only responsible for those that we preach to. Whatever they tell them somewhere else, everybody will give account. And let me tell you, the message is in book form. And electronic form. And the audio is there. So all of us have 100% of the sermon with us. So it is your choice. May the Lord be our help. How many years have we been preaching against our issue? Does it stop? I'm asking you a question. Did it stop? How many years have we been preaching against transparent dresses? Has it stopped? How many years have we been preaching against show me your breasts? Has it stopped? Everybody will give account of himself to God. The Lord bless you. When we were talking about the new birth, when we were talking about the new birth under this topic, the prophet said the reason why it took so long a time for people to receive the Holy Ghost is because they don't die. He said we bury too many people alive, and somebody physically must be certified dead by a doctor before you bury the person. Though so many people die in the villages and things that no doctor they cover the person. The people say you don't pretend to faint in the mosque. Because if you go and faint in the mosque, within 1 hour, your grave is ready. They don't begin to, because there is a time they have to put you down. They say, if by 4 o'clock latest, they don't put you inside, you not meet God at all. Look, may God have mercy upon our soul. The kind God that we travel, that cannot meet at 12 midnight, I'm not going to serve that God. The God that I serve, every time, every second of the 24 hours, you can meet him. Yes, sir. You can meet him. You can meet him. So many things that people believe, we are not responsible for it. When you are giving birth to genuinely by the Holy Spirit, then there is a growth. When Jesus was baptized and received the Holy Ghost, he was saying, I do nothing but what the Father shows me. Says the Father walketh hitherto and I walk. I do nothing. A Christian must get to that spot that you will say, I do nothing but what the message shows me. What I see in God's word, that is what I do. If everybody come to that spot, the rapture will happen. But Every woman being have their ideas.
As
we see down here, so many people still have their own ideas. I am telling you the truth. Many still have their opinions. And they believe it's better than the opinion of the
messenger.
And that's why you will never be a Christian. Proverbs said, God's ways
is
different from man's ways. And he said, God will not come to our terms. We have to come to his own terms. May the Lord be gracious to us. So, on the month of Transfiguration, Jesus was adopted. That was when the eternal spirit told the witnesses that came there, just three of them. He said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him." And then who is Christ? This is Christ. The word of God is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, let's proceed. Last Sunday, we were talking about manifestations of the sons of God. We were reading the quote of the prophet, the things we are to expect. It may not. The exact things the prophet said may not happen in the situation where you are. But it is an example of the authority that will be given to the true believers, which is not going to be used for play. It will only be used by those that God ordained to use them, and it's not to be used at pleasure. It is to be used only when it is needed, when it is necessary. There must be a situation that will warrant it. When the prophet told those people to go and go to Kentucky, or is it Ken or Texas, to go and look for oil, he said, "I saw a great crack in the earth. He said, "Go there." These were Christian business people. Then you go there. They say, "Brother
Abraham,
follow us. Come and show there's hot spot." The prophet said, "You go there, go there." If they have followed his prophet, see, in the scriptures, people that are ever successful, they follow instructions. A vindicated prophet said, "Go there. You just go there. With a pure mind." I remember, as you are going, God is following your heart. And these people begin to write agreements of how they will share the money. Meanwhile, they have told the prophet that when we get it, we use the money for the glory of God. But inside their hearts, that's not what is there. So as they were going, they don't begin to talk. There is already some disagreement among them. How can you take 35%? How are you going to take this? No. They already, those selfish something already manifested. By the time they were now prepared to go,
nígbà tí wọ́n wá gbáradì tán láti lọ,
Abraham said, "It is too late."
Abraham ni o ti pẹ yin jù.
When they got to the place,
nígbà tán débẹ̀,
they begin to dig shuke here. Wọ́n
bẹ̀ sí gbẹ díẹ̀.
And then just a little stream of something was coming. Abraham said, not just about 100 feet away, like here to just that junction. Others came and they struck the main street, and they were pumping, I think, 1100 barrels half a day. And they will be pumping that one for months. These are the brethren that will have gotten it. If what they say in their mouth is what is in their heart. Let me not go further. Because I don't want to hit some bad areas.
I
don't want to talk about what if you move, put mouth and mention money. You don't keep the service, don't end. The service don't end. May the Lord be our help. The scripture said, if you are not faithful in the little things, God cannot commit to you true riches. Yes, sir. Let's leave it in that place. Shall we proceed? May God be our help.
You
said? Yes, when it's needed, it will come. When it's needed, it will... My interpreter said they are needed. I said, when they are needed, they will come. But let's proceed. When the inspiration comes to go more, that's how we go. Let it not be every Sunday. Say this myself. Once you see, you don't see money.
No.
May the Lord be our help. Adoption part 3.
Sodoma,
paragraph 33. The prophet said, how that God, trying to place his people, and when God places one, then, all the old church wants to be like that one. Have the same kind of things. Do the same things. We are cut out different. We are made different. We are natured different. And we are positionally placed different. Each one for a different work. Maybe one for just a little kind of a work. Another for a large work. I believe it was David or one of the prophets I forgot.
David,
say, I would rather be a doormat at the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. All of us are not the same. And God is not going to use us the same. Whether in height or in volume. God reserved that to himself. What he wants to use this one for, how long he will use it for it, is in his hands. That is why the prophet told us that we should not even pray for the gifts as individual. That God give me this gift. Say, but we should ask for the gift in the body. Because it is to edify the body. Everybody that is giving gift is to profit with that. Adoption part 2.
Sodomo Abakeji.
Paragraph 204 and 205.
Papa Bulung, Ejioduefa.
Ephraim don't want to stay.
Ephraim Ofeduro.
One of them go over here. We find Manasseh. Get over here. Say, oh man. The Lord has given me a good corn. A good corn feed. Then here comes over here. Gad. Say, when now? Wait a minute. I'm supposed to raise oats. But I'm going to get corn too. Hallelujah. You see? You ain't got nothing to do with corn. Get oats. Oats is your part to raise. You aren't supposed to add sheep when you are supposed to add cattle. God wants to place the church. But every one of them wants to do the same thing. Hallelujah. You can't tell them a thing about it. No. They see God that goaty nature. But. You can't tell them. That's right. Now, isn't that true? And you can't place the church. The spirit of copycat. The spirit of imitation. It's not the Holy Ghost. Everybody has got to be themselves. The way God formed you, the way He molded you, the way He's grooming you, He has a purpose for that. Imitate no man. Imitate no woman. Be yourself. Prophet said, if you are imitating somebody, you know you are imitating. Say, and people also know you are imitating. People also know you are imitating. God also know you are imitating. So, where is the benefit? The church is supposed to be predestinated unto the adoption of children. God can take a man and adopt him into the family and give him something that first try that and see if it is right. God tries everybody with any little thing. And I don't want to digress. Otherwise, we'll have gone to talents. If we cannot handle talents well, don't think about gifts. When you are given a talent, it's for a purpose. And it is not for you to say that because of your wisdom. Let me use just one example. Any of these musical instruments. You know, so many people used to learn it. Is that true? But not everybody knows it. The prophet used his own children as an example. Some will learn it and learn it and learn it. Some did not even have a teacher. They learn it by themselves and they will know it and they will perform wonderfully with it. Where others will be giving an employed teacher, where they will pay the teacher heavily, they will teach them in the morning, in the evening, every day, every week, until the teacher is tired. The person will know nothing about it. You are not predestinated to that. Man, waste time, man.
Don't waste your time over that.
Now, if you, whether you learn it through somebody, or you learn it yourself, the thing flows. It's a talent. And that talent, there is an intention with that talent. The prophet told us how that, what this man that they call Judas Iscariot, Elvis Presley or whatever like that, another one, how they took the gift of God, and instead of Judas getting 30 pieces of silver, they got Cadillac from it. All these people that sing in the world, Yinka Yefele and the rest of them, once they handle microphone like this, the inspiration will be flowing, the anointing will be flowing. It is a talent, it is a gift. But the intention of God for any of those gifts is to glorify His name. Once you go and use it to glorify the devil, you will give account for it. And when you have any talent, don't monopolize it. Not really, no. What I mean is this. You cannot decide to use it when convenient. That's actually what I mean. The gift of God is to be used in season and out of season. In season and out of season. And that gift, whatever you are giving, you got to pray on it, humble yourself with it, seek the face of God with it, ask for inspiration with it, cleanse your life, because God doesn't want to use people with terrible inspiration. You must come with the right inspiration. Like on Sunday, for instance, you are using an instrument, you occupy an office, come early, kneel down first of all, call upon God, cleanse yourself, ask God for inspiration, ask for grace, before you now go and settle down with whatever you want to do, so that you can receive the right inspiration that will bring glory unto God. We are all aware. One day I asked a question here of the greatest pianist in this generation. That day I don't think I got an answer that I wanted, but I mentioned the answer. But the answer is this. The greatest pianist in this generation is the one that was present and she was playing. The great physician now is near. That sympathizing Jesus. When a miracle happened on the platform, she was so much inspired until the anointing struck her. And she raised up her hand to worship the Almighty God. And God does not want the key to cease. So the pillar of fire will come there himself and continue to play it. Until the lady is back to herself to be able to continue to play. That is what is needed in every talent and in every gift. A man or a woman that will yield themselves to God, that Jehovah will take over. Now, it is not everybody that will be pianist or guitarist or drummer. No. We have song leaders. We have song leaders. We have interpreters. We have different things like that. And we have people that their own lot is that God gives them body in their heart for every service to see the glory of God, that they took out time to lay in one corner and call upon Jehovah, and they are desiring God's manifestation, God's presence, God's power in such a service. And that is where they take glory. Brother Abraham said, you wonder the things that happen in the ministry. This is a man that was ministered to by an heavenly angel. He pointed to the tape boys. Two of them that used to follow him. He said most times they don't eat. So they lay on their face day and night calling upon God. Their own job is to call, is to make tape. But another burden came upon them, and they took it upon themselves to commit themselves unto God. So every blessing that comes in every service like that, they have part of it. If Abraham has not mentioned it, nobody will have known. It was because he mentioned it. Of course, he told us of his wife. If he travels, we always be praying for him and the rest of it like that. There is no idle part of the body. This our physical body, from head to toe, no part of it is idle. This physical body represents the body of the Almighty God also. The day this finger is not there, that's when you will see know the importance. As if it's just small finger. Let something cut it. Then you will know that it is not, the work is not as small as it is. If this small finger get accident, your eyes will be bringing water. Your head will be aching. You get to a point, I don't even know how I'm feeling. Everything is coming from just this small thing. There is no idle member of the body. That is, if somebody is a part of that body, no idle part. So if up till now you don't even know where you belong, you don't even know your usefulness, your contribution to God's program, to God's kingdom, be in prayers so that you not come out as a spectator. Yes, that's a spectator. The Bible said, try the spirit. This man claims a certain thing. Try it and see if it is right. If it is as right, move right with it. Then say, Lord, send us something else. In trying to do this one, we got names for ourselves. In trying to follow this instruction, we got names that we were called. I'm talking about past tense.
Yes.
But nevertheless, we are not answerable to no man. We are only answerable to God. The Bible says, try the spirit. Every day they are from God. And if we try it, we have not seen it from God. You can't force us to say it is from God. We will wait until God sends one. Whatever God sends is genuine, is original, and is perfect. Amen. God bless you, you that say amen. Keep moving. See, just keep moving till every fellow take his place. Then you are going to see the church of God begin to get his place. Then is when the Philistines will go to backing up. The shots will go off. Here we grow down for women. Faces will be washed from painting. Cigars will be missing for those who smoke. That is right. When the church begins to get into its mighty power, when we have an Ananias and Sapphira, and a few of them, yes, sir, you will see when that holy church stands together in its power, positionally placed as sons of God, adopted into the family of God, powerful church standing there in his glory. Oh, that is what he is coming for. Amen.
Amen.
Things that are to be.
I was to and want to share.
From paragraph 45. You love the Lord. Things that are to be from paragraph 45. Jesus has gone to make ready our coming there. Now notice. In my father's house, many mansions. I don't mean to add to the word or take from it, because we are not to do that. Revelation 22 said, whoever will add a word or take a word out of it, well, let me just make this as not an addition, but just to bring out a point. In my father's house is many kinds of mansions. I don't believe that when we get to heaven that will be just everybody look just exactly alike. I don't believe that all will be blondes or brunettes or little or big or giants. I believe that God is a God of variety. When the short people know that one, they don't need that issue. The world proves that. The world, aye, is God big? Is God big mountains and little mountains? Is God plains? Is God deserts? Is God different things? Because he made it the way he wanted it. Everything that God created, apart from human being, they stay the way they are created. It is only human being that goes for amendment. They are the only one that are not satisfied the way God made them. It's only human beings. Short people want to be tall.
And when kukuru won fe di eni giga.
Black want to be yellow.
Eni dudu fe di eni pupa.
And he made the seasons.
O si da won sa.
Summer.
Ah, koko. Akoko. Akoko tutu.
No be. Summer is when yes thing. Yeah. Winter, spring, autumn. He made the seasons. Thank you, Jerry. At least you help you. He shows he's a God of variety. He made you in a variety. Some men are robustious. No. Boisterous means to be outspoken. Some are read dogmatic. Others are fine. Others are kind. Kind. One
sorry.
And you just find all different kinds of people. And in his kingdom. It doesn't mean that there is any Christian that is not kind. But these things are in categories. There are some people. They will go extra
miles.
There are some people. They just do a little and they move. I don't want to go too much. Look at St. Peter and judge him by Andrew. These are two apostles now. See, Andrew is that prayer warrior. Is there any epistle according to Andrew? But he's an apostle. Andrew is that prayer warrior. Just sit on his knees all the time. And the Apostle Peter was one of those firebrands that preached. And so forth. And Paul was more scholarly like. Like Omoweni. Like the prophet or something. And said back. And see, Moses wrote the first four books of the Old, which he wrote the Old Testament, five books really. The rest of it was the laws and kings and psalms and so forth and what someone wrote of the prophets. But Moses wrote the laws. The first four books really is five. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then Paul wrote the New Testament. That's true. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote the Acts of what taking place. And so forth. These are not the only people that follow Christ. Did he have four disciples? He has at least 11 when we remove Judas. Out of these 11, it was only four of them that got the inspiration to write down the account of what they saw. Why following him? And there is no record to show us that they carry jotter to be jotting for these 3.5 years that they follow him. But they were present, they were watching, they were looking. After Christ had gone, then the inspiration came on them and they all independently wrote their own accounts. Amen.
Amen.
But Paul.
But Paulu.
Separated law and grace.
O se ipinya laarin ofin ati ore ofe.
And put it into his place.
O si fi si olukuluku
si ore. See, he was the writer of the New Testament.
O ni olukosile majabo tutu.
He gave us the writings of the New Testament.
O fun wa ni awon akosile majabo
tutu. Setting the world of God in order.
O si mu oro Olorun ni eto.
Now notice.
Kiyesi bayi.
Many, many mansions.
Ah, oporopo.
Many kinds of mansions.
Oporopo ebugbe.
Like many kinds of hills.
Gege bi orisirisi.
Like many kinds of rivers.
Orisirisi awon odo.
Springs. Lakes. They were here when you come here first. Because the kindness of your heavenly Father placed them here. Because some men like mountains. Some people like waters. Some like deserts. So you see, your coming. He knew your nature and what you will be. So he made it just the way that you could enjoy it. Oh, I think that's a wonderful father. See, know that he made it like this. Of course, resources give us limitations. To enjoy our riches from God's provision. We have the, you know, like some of us that would have maybe prefer top hill and things like that. It takes money to go to the hill. If you get to toll gate on the way to Lagos, you will see one hill by your left there. You will see that somebody has built house on that place. The person that will live in that place, he has money to create the road he will take to that place.
Because
government will not be responsible for, to go and make road to that place. Just an example. Because of the time, let's quickly just strike this way close now. I want to read from Identification.
64:2-16.
February 16. Paragraph 108 to 110. A lady asked me, coming down the road the other day from up here, it is Florence Shakaria, brother Demo's sister.
Demos
and sister Williams.
Williams
and them sat in the car. She said, brother Abraham, I fast and fast and fast and still I can't cast out devils. I said, you wasn't born to do such. Your duty is fast. The Holy Spirit is working on somebody else out there for that. Yes, you don't know the place. She wants to see miracles. She wants to see the power of God. And because of that one, she was fasting. And was fasting. And was fasting. Still, there is no faith to perform any miracles. To cast out devils. Heal the sick. The prophet said, you are not born for that. He said, Your own is to fast. When you fast, he said God is working on somebody else to do that. Everybody has gotten their individual position. This Andrew that leaned down and fast. It is that place he will get his own adoption. That is what God has brought him here for. His own duty. There is no Christian that will not pray. But it is still level by level. Can I hear somebody say amen?
Amen.
That's from what I read from the prophet. Some will pray more than others. Some are giving the burdens to pray. But Abraham told us that in Egypt, that it was Amram and Jochebed that were heavily burdened to pray. God decided to let the child come through them. That was God's decision. Your own may just be to pray. And you pray. And you pray. And then the thing will manifest. One time, it was time for the prophet to go for the service.
So,
his son came to call him. But where he was, he just found out that he was burdened. He didn't know why. So while he was praying, then he heard somebody speaking. In another tongue he did not know. He discovered it was himself that was speaking. After a little while, then he came to himself. Then he went out to see the person that came to call him. The person was just about going back. Then he called him, wait, wait. Then he prepared and they went. Very shortly, a testimony came of somebody that was very sick, near passing out, that the Holy Spirit came to intercede for through the prophet. And when the prophet asked the questions, say it was that very time that the Holy Spirit was interceding for the person. God worked in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. What he wants is a group of people that will surrender themselves. Not people that are worldly minded. Not people that don't have revelation of what we are talking about or where they are coming from, where they are going, people that it is revealed to, people that is convinced, people that are concerned, and they know where they came out from, and they know where they are going, and they are yielded themselves unto God, and God is walking through them, and they have surrendered everything unto Him, and Jehovah is walking through them. That is the group of people that we walk on. He will walk on. He will work on until his program we get to his fault. You are not the one to determine this will be like this. Leave them for God. Yield yourself unto God. Surrender yourself. Let Him have His way. Let the word of God be your meditation. The prophet said, if we had time, we would teach those things in long meetings. How that one person is burdened for something over here. You don't know, you don't. And not for you to even know. It is Him doing it. You are just submissive to your call. And always line it up with the scripture. See if it is right or not. May the Lord bless you.
I believe that if we approach it one more time, if it is midweek service or evening, about twice.
Mo gbagbo pe ti a ba lo ninu iwasu ile kan to ba si je pe isin laarin ose ni bi e meji.
It will be done.
A wa si danu duro lori re.
We will long with it.
Ah, o pe ta ti wa lenu re.
And Job must come off the ashes.
Asi gbudo mu Job kuro lori eru o.
You love the Lord?
Che feran lu abi?
Are these things clear to us? We get the picture. The prophet said many times people think this is not happening. This one's supposed to happen here. We are not seeing it like this. He said the cog of God's wheel, they run slow, but they are sure. What we are here doing is a replay of a pre-recorded program. And no matter what anybody does or what somebody did not do, God's program will never fail. He knows how to do it. When Ibrahim is supposed to do this one and he doesn't want to do it and he's ordained to do it, God knows what to do to push him there. When the time reaches,
ti akoko na ba to,
know it for yourself that if you are part of God's program, you are not here as an idle person. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. And there is no member of the body. Excuse me, let us finish the service. If anybody wants to talk, let them wait. When we are in the service, it's God talking to us. If human being want to talk, let the human being wait until God finishes his own talking. Whatever, no, there is nothing urgent anywhere somebody want to come and talk to disrupt God's own talking. The Lord bless you. Me, I believe that I'm part of that program. Even when Peter denied flatly that I never know Christ, before then, in God's perfect plan, he has handed over to him the key to the kingdom. And Jesus never collected the key back. So if you deny me like this publicly, then you can deny any time. Bring that key. He never collected it. He rather walk on him. He walk on him. Because that is the position he has ordained for him. And for every member of the bride. I'm talking of every member of the bride. I'm not talking of member of the church. Members of the bride. There's an ordained position for everybody. There's an ordained assignment for everybody. There is something that everyone has got to achieve. And if they are a member of that body, whether they like it or not, they have to do it. God knows what to do to make them to do it. But the prophet said,
If God is after you,
ti Olorun ba wa,
the earlier you surrender yourself,
to ba se tete yo dara re lo san fun o.
Because it can be rough.
Tori o le bu ko nira fun o.
When he has to apply something else.
Ti o ba ba fi pa mu o.
So let's yield ourselves unto him.
Lo le je ka tete yo dara wa fun Olorun.
So that his name can be glorified in our life.
Ki oruko re ko ba le di gbigbe ga lori aye wa.
Someday my walk will be over.
Ojo kan ise mi o pari.
And my labor for him will be true.
Ise mi fun yo lala mi fun yo dopin.
Then I climb up, light up to meet him.
Gbana won gore oke lade lati pade re.
For I don't want to miss it, do you?
Tori pe mi o fe padanu re, o ni wo.
No, 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 I won't miss it for nothing.
Mi o ni padanu re fo ohunkohun.
No matter what I have to go. Oh, someday I will lay down lies for
you.
Oh, or I don't want to miss it. Do you? Oh, sometimes I'm tired of my journey, and I can't seem to find him that's true.
Oh,
all I know that is waiting up
yonder.
And I don't want to miss it. Do you?
No,
no, no, no. I won't miss it for nothing. For nothing. No matter what I have to do. And I don't want to miss it.
Kiki shama padanu re.
While the keyboard plays,
nigba ti oni duro te.
We are not telling stories here.
A o ma so itan asan ni.
Neither are we trying to make ourselves happy. But these are the truth of the Almighty God. Heaven and earth will pass away. A dot out of this world will never go
unfulfilled.
Everything that Jehovah has designed to happen in this journey, they will all come to full manifestation without an exception. We don't need to be in a hurry. We only need to surrender ourselves. To yield ourselves. And let him have his way. What is my problem? If God decides to use that little boy in a wonderful way, what is my problem? If God decides to use that sister for his own glory, I shouldn't have a problem with God. All that concerns me is I want to see the glory of God. I want to see his power manifested. I want to see his word to destroy every works of the devil. Jesus said, he told Peter, he said, what is that to you? If I want him to tarry till I come, what is that to you? You don't need to tamper into my program. My program is my program. They will come to pass as
I
have ordained it, as it has been planned. They will come to pass. Are you available for God to lead you? Do you surrender yourself in love unto him to have his way? That if God wants to do something, that he can tap you and say, you are the one that wants to do this. Are you an instrument in the hands of God? Are you checking your life on a daily basis? Are you being cleansed by the power of God? Is the Spirit of Christ working on you on a daily basis? Are you feeling a closer walk with him? Do you have a feel that God is working in your life, and you can know that I'm not what I used to be? You have a testimony in your life. There is the power part of this message. If you come to pass, as Jehovah has ordained it. I don't want to miss it. No matter what I have to go through, I don't want to miss his blessings. I don't want to miss his glory. I don't want to miss his manifestation. I don't want to miss nothing that he has ordained and died for. Is there somebody somewhere beside those at the altar, where someone, their feet, I don't know what for. Some are on their feet, I don't know what it's for.
I'm
a candidate duro. Some are on their feet, I don't know what for. Some are at the altar. Neither do I know why they came. But I believe they came to meet God. But from the people in the audience, if there be somebody that desire the help of the Almighty God, because he can help us. He's the one that can help us. He's the one that can inspire us.
He's
the one that will adopt us.
He's
the one that will vindicate our life.
He's
the one that said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him.
He
is the only one that can do it. That confirmation is from him. And he will do it until he does it for the last time. Is there somebody that would like to be remembered in this prayer? That want to lift up their hand unto God? That God be my help. As I request the pastor to kindly pray for us.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you because you are the Almighty God, the one that made the heavens and the earth. All that we see on the surface of the earth, they are the manifestation of your spoken word. There is no power that can compete with you.
Yes.
You are the Almighty.
Yes.
Whatever you decide to do, that you will do.
Yes.
There is no enemy that can cause an obstruction on your way and cause you to fail in what you want to do.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you for being who you are unto us, our Master and our God. This is the way you have ordained it to be. That is why you told your prophet, store the message. The bride will have need of it. Not only that, you raise up men, Lord, that we re-echo that same message. Play back the tapes. Your prophet says, say only what the tape says. He said, because it's not me saying it. Father, we are very grateful.
Yes.
Thank you for a portion that we have just heard.
Yes.
It has gone through diverse ways. It has taught us doctrines. It has taught us, it has rebuked, it has corrected, it has instructed unto righteousness, so that we, your people, may become what you want us to be. In the course of hearing your words, Lord, conviction has come upon some. They are on the altar. Every one of them, from person to person, they have one thing or the other that they have need of. And your servant rightly said, he doesn't know why they are here, but God knows. You know what is beneath the heart of everybody.
Yes.
That is on the altar.
Yes.
You know what is beneath the hearts of everyone.
Yes.
That stood up and those that raised their hands.
Yes.
That is why you are the Almighty.
Yes.
That is why there is no secret before you that you don't know.
Yes.
Whether in thoughts or in word which is thought expressed, you know all things.
Yes.
We are very, very happy.
Yes.
That we are serving a God that knows all things.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, based on this again at this hour, we say thank you.
Yes.
For the needs in the lives of your children that, yes, are on the altar.
Yes.
Your prophet said, we come to church for that purpose, to check up with our soul salvation.
Yes.
To see where we are lacking, to see where we can call upon thy name, to see where our name will appear. Just like that boy that have never seen mirror before. The first time he saw mirror, he saw a little boy like himself coming opposite him, had he went so close. The mommy and the auntie were watching him. He was so close to the mirror, but he looked back and said, mommy, he said, that's me. Whenever your word is preached, it shows ourselves to ourselves. Where we are lucky, where we are needy, where we should come unto you for help, it shows unto us.
Yes.
Whatever those needs might be that bring your children to the altar, it is you truly they come to, not the preacher. The preacher doesn't know what they have need of. Even if he knows, doesn't have the power to give it to them.
Oh,
you are the only one.
Yes.
Lord, give unto every one of them.
Yes, Father.
According to their needs.
Amen.
According to their heart desires.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. May the request that brought them to the altar, may it turn to testimonies, O God.
Amen.
For your glory and for your honor.
Yes, Father.
The same thing applicable to those that are studying the audience, those that raise their hands, Lord.
Yes,
let Him be our Father.
Amen.
That is why we let our homes to come to your house.
Yes.
It's because we know you are the only one that have what it takes to make us to be what you want us to be.
Yes,
while you are working upon your people, please, Master, do not pass any of us by.
Amen.
Your word that we have heard, it does two things. It's either it works on us and make us to be what you want us to be, which is only applicable to your children, or it will stand a witness against us on the day of judgment. May that never be our portion.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you once again for our prophet. Yes. Thank you for the message.
Yes.
We are very grateful unto you. We cannot appreciate you enough.
Yes.
Lord, have you been privileged to come within the range of this message? Lord Jesus, give us grace.
Yes.
To be able to line up with the message in every aspect of our lives.
Yes.
The way we dress, the way we talk, the way we react, the way we talk about each other, people at our backs. Heavenly Father, Lord, may you help us, O God. You have taught us your word. You said we should be at peace with all men.
Yes,
Lord, help us, Lord,
yes,
to be at peace with all men.
Yes,
we said we should love our enemies and pray for them that despitefully use us.
Yes,
Father, help us, Lord.
Yes.
You say, if we do not forgive those that offended us, we say, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us either.
Yes.
If there be any here that have enemies, he doesn't talk to, he doesn't relate with, he have them, have bitterness in his heart towards such a one, Father, have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
You are all together holiness. You are all together righteousness. You are all together pure.
Yes.
There is no variety in you like that. Heavenly Father, we want to be like you.
Yes.
We know that is your will for our lives, is to be like you. Help us, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Bless yourself and replenish him for the virtue that has slept in. We pray, O God, and we know for sure his labor of love will never be in vain.
Yes.
And that is applicable to all your servants.
Yes.
Whether apostles, whether prophets, whether evangelists, whether pastors or teachers, you treat them alike, Lord. You give them according to the portion of ability you give unto them to minister.
Yes.
And you reward them likewise.
Yes.
Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
If there be any sickness in this auditorium,
Lord,
you are the Lord, our God, that healed all our diseases.
Yes.
Just like the testimony of our sister in the morning, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you have never failed at any time by raising a standard against the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you for Papa 80. We are very grateful to you for his life. Thank you. Left for the enemy alone, he would have terminated his life long ago. But Lord, you have the final say. We are happy to know that you have the final say about our lives, about everything that you have ordained us to be here on earth. Until you are true with us, nothing can take us out of this place. Papa God, we thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate you. We love you.
Yes.
Because you first of all loved us.
Amen.
Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the praises. Take all the adoration.
Yes.
Take all the worship, Lord, from us, your children.
Yes.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name. Soon, we'll be going back to our seat at dismiss. The physical food you have prepared for us to eat, thank you for the provision. May you certify the same for nourishment of our bodies and make provision for those who don't eat have. The afternoon stroke evening service is in your hands. You that bless us in Sunday school, you added more blessing this morning service stroke afternoon. You will bless us afternoon stroke evening too. We are in expectation. We are never tired of receiving your blessings. Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. And amen.
Hello. The Lord bless you.
We'll
be seated. Yeah, the deacon just brought this. Whether the visitor was early or late, sorry if you were omitted in the morning. Sister Bridget Ayinde. Where is she? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Sure.
Sorry for the omission. God bless you. We'll be seated 2 o'clock for the last service of today. And if any of our visitor maybe is going after this service,
we
will bid you Godspeed. And we're happy to have you with us in service. And if there are anything you had you don't understand, if you ask us, by God's grace, we'll do our best to answer you with the scriptures and trust that the Lord will be our help. The Lord bless you all. Shall we bring that song out? I'm no longer a slave to sin.
Ah, eba wa mo orin yen mi ki se ru fun ese mo o.